It's time for our Westland Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kirk Cloud. Westland Christian coming off another big victory over Olive. Mustangs beat them 66-20, a 46-point victory, Coach Cloud. But we were talking just before we started recording this interview, things a little bit closer in the first half. I'm sure nice to see you guys finish strong and pull away in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, it was. We didn't have any trouble scoring in the first half. We just had trouble stopping them. Let them have a couple of three or four big plays and let them get some momentum, and actually scored three times in the first half. And at halftime, we made some adjustments and seemed to take care of it. We slowed them down quite a bit and were able to score quite a bit more. So,
66 points. You mentioned that defensive effort got better as the game went along. Who played well for you on both sides of the ball?
Well, we kind of spread the scoring around a little bit. Austin Cobb had a couple of rushing touchdowns. Jarrell Martin had three TDs, and Devon Foley had two defensive touchdowns. He had a pick six, and then the first play of the game picked up a fumble, ran it back for a touchdown, and then he had an rushing touchdown too. So both those. All three of those guys played well, and defensively, Braden Cook played a pretty decent game, and we all played better in the second half.
Wow, Devon Foley with two defensive touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. That's a nice day. You guys actually have another off week. We were talking before, you were scheduled to play Life Christian on Thursday. Most teams in the area playing on Thursday. Life Christian canceled on you, you said. So I guess that made your game against Olive senior night.
Yeah, it did. It was Devon's our only senior. So, yeah, it was a nice night for him. And at least we find out early enough that we could honor him on Friday.
Yeah, that's good news there. So you played your final game here in Bartlesville for the regular season anyway. You guys will travel to Chautauqua a week from Thursday on October the 26th. We can talk more about that matchup next week. What are you planning on working on over the next week and a half or so as you get prepared for the end of the season?
Well, it's be fall break, so we'll have an early week. We'll have 3 days practice this week. And we just want to work on fundamentals, being more disciplined on defense and executing on offense, working on our timing.
Playoff-wise, as you look at the Heartland Christian Conference, I know that we were talking about seeding and where you guys could fall. Is there a chance you could have a home playoff game? What does that situation look like over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, there is a chance. The second team right now goes to Lifeway Christian out of Wichita. They have a couple more ball games along with our last ball game, so we'll see how that pans out. But there is a possibility, it's pretty close between us and them, that they would have to come here to let us have one up there.
And the top four teams make it, is that out of your division, is that right?
Yeah.
So it'll be an 8-team playoff in total?
Actually, it'll be a 4-team playoff for the upper division, and then the lower division will have
Gotcha. Okay. So you guys will be, you'll just have a semifinals and a finals when that all wraps up in early November.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully Westland Christian can get some help and the Mustangs can get a home playoff game. Once again, they will not play this Thursday as scheduled. Westland Christian going to be in action again on October the 26th. And Coach, we'll talk more about Chautauqua next week. Westland Christian head football coach Kirk Cloud. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time.
Thank you.